We are live at Emerald High School, Frank Hill Stadium, home of your Emerald High School Vikings, as we are just a week away from the start of the 2018 campaign of the Purple and Gold. Of course, that game will be Emerald at 96, the old Highway 34 rivalry, 7:30 kickoff. But for now, it is picture day, preseason show day here at the stadium. And, of course, Jonathan Graves, my stats man, Mr. Stats himself, will join us a little later. But right now I'm joined here in the booth with the main man with the game plan. I'm talking about Coach Mack, in for his 10th year at the helm of the Purple and Gold, your Vikes. And, Coach Mack, welcome to the booth. Welcome to the preseason show. It's picture day. It's a hot day, of course, here in late August. But that just means when it's around the Jamborees, just finished them up yesterday, had a great game, by the way, against Fox Creek. A very good showing by both sides of the ball. But I know that just got everyone's engine going and revved up, ready for what should be a great season for Emerald High School.
Well, we certainly hope so, Rob. We're very excited. And you're right, picture day is always hot. And but it's always a good time of the year because shortly after pitcher day, it's kickoff for real, and we're in game week next week. And you know, we've got a long way to go, but we're awfully excited. Great bunch of kids to work with, and we just look forward to it.
Oh yeah, and you know, talking about last season, 10-4, 5-0 undefeated region record in Class 3A Region 2, made it all the way to Upper State, met the formidable opponent in Chapman, who won the game, went on to state, and lost in it. It was a hard-fought game for our boys up at Chapman High School, but a successful year. We're in a new region again, Region 3, out of the Class 3A. We get some old friends come into town, and some new ones join the crew. Just looking at this upcoming season at 96 next week. T.L. Hanna and Abbeville come into town. Of course, another history-making game, as T.L. Hanna will come in to Greenwood County for the first time to go against the Vikings. After years and years of playing across the highway at Greenwood High School, should be a lot of excitement for that one. And after our open date in week 3, we go to Strom Thurmond, who we defeated here last year when they were top 10 in the state. And then for the first time ever, play a team out of Georgia, Lakeside High School, week 5, before we start region play. That, of course, will be at Mid-Carolina, home against Newberry, at Woodruff and Clinton, first time playing the Red Devils of Clinton High School. And then we finish against Union County. So a lot of new opponents, old school opponents mixed into that schedule. Just a great slate of 10 games, but as you always say, it's one game at a time, first things first, and that's 96, but you got to be real happy with the teams you got on the slate for the 2018 campaign.
And where we are, Rob, it's a very demanding schedule. Quickly, I'd like to talk about last year real briefly. You know, that was a special year. Those kids from last year's team just improved every week. I told the kids this year, I said, you know, we weren't the semifinal team last year when we started off, but if you improve every week, and we had some talent, and you know, we were able to get in the semifinal game. That game didn't go like we liked, of course, but yep. we had a great run, and then you know, we got several kids that got up out of here playing some football, and you know, we got a kid goes Rice out in Texas, Chamberlain, and we got a kid up at Wofford and Abercrombie. And we're just awfully excited. And Cody J did his own Newberry. And, you know, that's what it, you know, that was an awful fun year. But, yeah, talking about the schedule this year, I think it's, in the 10 years I've been here, it's the most demanding schedule that we have fielded. Always, when you go down to 96, you better be ready to play. And,
oh, yeah.
They're vastly improved this year, and their quarterback is very dangerous, as he proved to us last year. We had a hard time tackling him. So it'll be a great contest down there. And then, you know, home openers at T.L. Hanna High School, you know, they were undefeated until Greenwood got them last year in the playoffs after they'd already beaten Greenwood by a pretty good lopsided score. So
is there?
You know, I think that team is probably rated somewhere between third and fourth and 5A, so that's going to be a tremendous challenge for our kids. But, you know, we always believe you don't get better until you play good people. You know, we were just proud of the fact that they called and would agree to come into our stadium. And so I told the team we ought to be feel good about that. At the same time, you better get ready to play because, you know, that's a tall task. But we'll find out a lot about our football team. And, you know, the first 5 games in South Carolina, you know, I keep telling everybody, like, Coach, what are you doing? I said, well, the first 5 games, and in theory, don't you know, you want to win every one of them, but you can secure the same playoff berth. All that matters is the last five. So we're trying to improve by playing as good of people as we can play. Of course, you got Abbott Field, and we, you know, anybody that's around these parts knows the quality of that football program and some of the contests we've had with those guys. So, you know, for Viking fans, if, this home schedule is ought to be a treat, particularly early in the season and late, you know, in through the region. So it's a very demanding schedule. We're going into a new region, and it seems like we do that every 2 years, but we don't have any, you know, we don't have any say in that. We got to go play where the high school league puts us, and so we're excited to enter a new region even. And so there's a lot to look forward to.
Oh, yeah, and just looking at that slate, you know, it's a 96, Abbeville, Strom, Thurmond, Mid-Carolina played him for a long time. Newberry played him, seems like every other year, if not during the season, during playoff time, as we did a couple years ago at Bulldog Stadium a couple years ago. Woodruff, haven't played them in a while. They're kind of on the downswing of things. Went to go see them play last year at Abbeville during our open date. They host them over at Varner Stadium, where we'll be going late in the year on week 8. And they kept up with Abbeville, but Abbeville just turned on the Jets, turned on their system, and just ran them out of their own building on homecoming, I believe it was. And then playing up at Clinton on week 9, and then Union County, the kind of new kid in town. We're in the new region, but they're coming down to our level, and that's kind of created some questions around the state. But as you said, you play who you play and just take care of your business and let everything just fall into place. And after last year's 10-4 campaign, 5-0, getting all the way to upper state, just if things just bounced our way, could have made it to Columbia. But hey, it's a whole new season, whole new ball game. I know you got to be proud of the alumni. As you mentioned, Chamberlain making his way all the way out to Texas and the city of Houston, Rice University. Congrats and best of luck to our man Trey out there in the Lone Star State and Abercrombie up at Wofford. Good to see the local guys hanging around, wanting to play nearby and always come down. I saw Cody J at the Jamboree yesterday in the crowd. I was making my way down to the field before we kicked off against Fox Creek, and it's just good. And I tell people that's what I love about this school, love about this team. No matter where they go, they always try to make their way back, because the family and the camaraderie that builds here in the small 3A school of Emerald High School. And of course, the biggie of your alumni is Cage Cervanka. He's just earning his stripes, if you will, with the Tigers up there at Clemson. I see him every time I go up to Tiger Town during the season, during the off season, and just knowing all that and just the respect that they have and coming back to see you and see their family and friends and former classmates just shows what as I mentioned, a family world and kind of environment that we've built here with the Purple and Gold.
Well, Rob, over the last 10 years, we put it on the board last year. We put in now, in 9 years, we've had 33 kids go off to play college football. That's all different levels. And speaking of Cody J, Cody's going to go to Newberry and play. He's going to leave tomorrow and go over to Newberry and play for Newberry College. It is a family. You know, it's not just some of those guys you mentioned. Of course, you know, you talk about Cervanka and so forth. But you also got to understand, Oshamar Abercrombie just graduated with a master's degree at Coastal Carolina in 4 years. And of course, he's one of the all-time greats here. And Titus Williams finished up there at Limestone. Was a two-time All-American. So, you know, we've had some kids get out of here and do some awfully good things. And we've had some kids get out of here that didn't use football, but they didn't play football. So it is a family. We're really excited about all our alumni and couldn't be happier about those things.
Yes, sir. And that is Coach Mack, head coach of the Emerald Vikings football squad for his 10th year, coming up for the 2018 campaign. Coach, thank you for coming into the booth, and we'll see you next Friday night over at Wilson Campbell Stadium as we take on 96.
Rob, can't wait for it. We look forward to you on Thursday coming down and talking with the team, and it ought to be a great high school football season. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate you having me.
Thank you, Coach Mack. And that was Coach Mack, folks, the head man at the helm of the Purple and Gold squad here at Emerald High School, as year 10 is on the horizon, just a week away here on Picture Day. Next week, we start things off against 96 High School at Wilson Campbell Stadium, the old school rivalry down Highway 34. As Coach Mack mentioned, they have a hungry squad waiting for us. Coach Wilcock just starting up his campaign a couple of years in and has that team just prepared, and we hopefully we'll be prepared when we head into town. It'll be the maroon and gold and the purple and gold battling it out to start off the 2018 fall season. Should be a good one. We'll be back with John the Graves and a couple of other interviews. You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner here at Picture Day and Preseason Day for the 2018 Emerald Vikings campaign. We'll be right back.
The antique vintager has arrived in Greenwood. He's been in Greenwood, but he's been incognito. Now unveiled for the very first time, the antique vintager, the one and only Jeff Eller, is debuting on the national stage with his podcast. Shouldn't you be one of the first to come in and see him and see what you have with What's It Worth? Can you sell it? Do you want to sell it? And should you sell it? Only the antique vintager can tell you such things. So come and see us at 637 Durst Avenue East. Call first for your appointment. 864-229-6613. The antique vintager, Jeff Eller, is in the building.
And welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner here on the preseason show here on Picture Day 2018 for the Emerald Vikings football squad. As we are 1 week away from today, starting off the 2018 campaign just down Highway 34 at Wilson Campbell Stadium as the 96 Wildcats host your Emerald Vikings for the opener of this coming season. I'm joined now in the booth by one of the senior captains and leaders on this squad, Luke Deal, defensive end, tight end. And Luke, welcome to the booth. They got to be excited in Chapman at the bit since that tough loss to Chapman at the Upper State Championship last year. But you got a great senior-laden team leading the way, and you're right at the front of it, just carrying the flag for the squad. They got to be excited and ready to just get this thing done. You've had the jamborees. Now it's time for the real deal, if you will. Next Friday night, we head up to 96 High School.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was a tough loss last year, but we have a better team this year, in my opinion, and everybody's getting better and better each week. We're ready for the season to start, and no better way to start off with a good 96 team next week.
And, of course, you know, just looking ahead into the near future, when this season is all said and done, of course, Coach Mack, one game at a time, but when this is all said and done and your time has come to an end here with the purple and gold, you make your way out west to the Plains to play for the Auburn Tigers, and I know you got to be excited about that. You had a great experience just visiting schools. Tell us a little bit about that, what it was like just to go to all these schools from all over the country and just see what the environment, the atmosphere was all about going from place to place.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, all these different schools are, they have some similarities, but there are definitely differences there as well. But just speaking of Auburn, I mean, the moment I stepped on campus, I fell in love, and I love the coaching staff and what they believe in, and I feel like that's where I'll thrive the most at the next level. It reminds me a lot of Emerald High School, actually, but Auburn's got big football, big business, big type of it's big talent there, but then again, they bring a lot of high school background into it, and I really like that. It gives you a small town feel, kind of, if you would say.
And you know, talk about, I was talking to Coach Mack a little while ago about the alumni that have made their way through here onto the next level. Gage Cervenka, Trayshawn Chamberlain out at Rice. You got Settles playing on the JUCO level. Abercrombie playing up there at Wofford. Just have you been able to, during the offseason, just talk to them, kind of get pointers, see what to kind of expect the upcoming year and the years after?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, people always, everyone has a role model, and those guys have been great ones for me. I still stay in touch with those guys. I just talked to Zach Keith, as you probably know. I was pretty close with him, still am. I just talked to him the other day, and he's loving it at Wofford, and all those guys are great successes and they're great role models for everyone in Greenwood and everyone who knows them, because not all of them had the same situation, but now that they're off at a new level, they're really doing a great job, and I'm proud of them.
And, you know, talking about this upcoming year, we got 96 on the road, then we play four teams for the first time. Hannah here at home, big, another historic night for Frank Hill Stadium in week one. Mid-season, we host Lakeside out of Georgia, and at the end of the year in our region final and in our senior night, which will be a big night for you and the seniors of this 2019 class against Union County, just a good mix, and then with some old school foes like 96, Abbeville, Strom Thurmond, Mid-Carolina. I mean, just got to be excited for what's to come for the next 10 weeks.
Oh, yeah, very excited for this schedule. Best schedule I've seen in a very long time, and I know our whole team's excited to play the level of competition that we are this year. We've got some really well-coached teams, some really talented teams on schedule, and we're ready to show them what we have and show them what we've been improving for.
All right. Thank you, Luke. That was Luke Neal, senior leader on this 2018 team. And we'll be back after we hear from South Carolina News. You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with Rob Gilkerson and Jonathan Graves. We'll be right back after the news.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood today.
And welcome back. As we start the second half of Meet Me at the Diner here on Picture Day and Preseason Day here at Emerald High School. We're here at the booth where we're going to be in a couple of weeks when T.L. Hanna comes into town for the first time in school history for the Vikes. Another big team coming down the highway to take on your purple and gold squad here at Frank Hill Stadium. And if you like what you hear so far through Coach Mack and Luke Neal, join the sponsor family here at WCRS 1450 AM, 98.5 FM. They'd love to hear from you and be a part of the growing family of sponsors that we've had since day one here on the AM and FM station of Greenwood and the Lakelands and beyond. WCRS. Go see our friends Ann and Jeff Eller. You can call them at 864-941-9278. That's 864-941-9278. Or if you see us around town, just holler at us a little bit and we'll try to get your info so you can join the growing list of great sponsors for Emerald Viking football. It's a great deal. You can cover and be sponsored throughout the whole season and during the week and throughout the whole year if you want to. Come on and join our sponsor list with WCRS. You'll be glad you did. And I'm here joined now by another senior leader, Nick Sheets. Nick, welcome to the booth. And I talked to Luke, talked to Coach Mack, talked about last year a little bit, undefeated region record in Class 3A Region 2, made it all the way to Upper State, met the machine known as Chapman, who won that game, went on to state, lost that one. But that was last year. It's a whole new ball game, whole new season, starting things off next week at 96, an old rival right down Highway 34. But I know for you guys, the seniors especially, been waiting a long time for the season to start over, kind of have that taste in your mouth that's been a bit sour since that Upper State loss. But it's a whole new season. I know you got to be excited for what's to come for this coming season.
Yes, sir. Playing Chapman, you know, kind of left a bitter taste in our mouth. We just got to come out next week and play hard. We're playing against a good football team. They're rail coach. So that's how I feel, you know.
And just watching y'all play at the Jamboree yesterday at Greenwood High School at Pinky Babb Stadium. Just a great showing on both sides of the ball as y'all defeated Fox Creek 14-0. Only played a quarter, but definitely gave a lot of promise, a lot of optimism for the upcoming season. I know whenever it's time for the Greenwood Jamboree, that's when things start getting serious. Everything starts to slowly lock into place for every team, and you got to be proud finishing it off on a high note with a big 14-0 win against a team we don't know much about, but still played Viking football, came out with a W. Though it may not have counted, still felt good to shut out a team before heading on into the coming season.
Yes, sir. When we play those type games, you know, we take it seriously. We play it as it's a regular game. You know, it helps us get better to when it really counts. So, you know, as young, we got a couple young guys who are coming in and filling big positions, and I feel like it kind of gave them more confidence. And as a team, we're getting better. We're kind of getting to know what's our weakness and what we're good at. So that's how, like, when we play those type games, it really just makes us better and get us together as a one unit.
Hey, no, looking ahead, we got 96 on the road, and Hanna, of course, our longtime rival, Abbeville, the defending state champs in 2A play, coming into town. They gave us a hard defeat last year over at Heightstown, but we get them here at home, then we get the open day. We go to Strom Thurmond, a team that we upset last year here, one of the best games I've had the privilege to call and watch, as y'all just played a complete game and upset the top five ranked Rebels. So they'll have a lot to play for as well as we will when we go down to Edgefield to take on the Rebels. Then, of course, we take on Lakeside here at home, a team out of Georgia, first time that I can recall in the years since we've had a football program that a team from Georgia has come in to town, so another new team joining in the season. Then, of course, region play starts at Mid-Carolina, Newberry, at Woodruff, at Clinton, and then senior night, as I mentioned to Luke, a big night for all the seniors this year. kind of what they look forward to for 3.5 years for it to finally come to fruition. You know, it's got to be exciting. It's another region. It seems we seem to be on the move every couple of years, but a lot to look forward to, especially with that region slate. But first things first, those first five, going to be a great challenge for the boys, but hopefully we can come out on top, if not all, at least a majority, to get our confidence boosted going into region play.
Yes, sir. We got a tough schedule this upcoming season. We got T.L. Hannah, they're one of the, I think, number two or number one in the state in 5A. I don't know much about Lakeside. I know Sean Thurman, they was looking pretty good out there yesterday, beating Greenville High. So we just got to come in on a positive note and be ready to play.
All right. Thank you, Nick. That was Nick Sheets, one of our star players and senior leaders on this squad, joining us here in the booth. As I mentioned before, if you want to join our family of sponsors with WCRS, you can call us and get in touch with us. If you see us out on town, give us a call, shoot us a message on Twitter or Facebook, and we'll get all the info that we need so you can join the long list of great sponsors that we've had throughout the years in the broadcast booth and with the station. Not only on every Friday night will you be heard, but every day in between and every month thereafter, you can be heard right here on the AM and FM station of Greenwood, the Lakelands, and beyond with WCRS. As we'll be right back, going to take a quick commercial break with the last half of the show. You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner. It's Picture Day and Preseason Day here on WCRS. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Boy, where are you?
Where are we? We're right around the corner, 637 Durst Avenue East, one block off the 72 bypass, announcing our new operation, the Antique Vintager Emporium. Buying? Of course we're buying. Just ring us and make an appointment, 864-229-6613. Look for our new website for buying, podcasts, and more, the Antique Vintager Emporium. So, exactly where are we? We're just around the corner, 637 East Durst Avenue, 864-229-6613.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner here on the campus of Emerald High School, Frank Hill Stadium, here in the booth where we'll be in a couple of weeks, as I mentioned, against T.L. Hanna, week one, after we hit down the road next week to start off the season at Wilson Campbell Stadium to take on the 96 Wildcats. I'm joined now by Kadarin Dean and Jamil Martin, two boys who have just earned their stripes on this purple and gold squad, part of that upper state championship squad. And boys, I know last year I talked to Luke and talked to Nick, just a bitter taste you might be ready to get rid of when you start off the season next week. You got the jamborees are done, the scrimmages have been played. Now it's time for the real games to begin next week. I know you guys got to be excited for the upcoming 2018 campaign starting down the road at 96 High.
Yeah, we're really ready. We've been working hard this summer, and I think we'll be pretty good this season.
That's right, and of course, looking into after that, the home game against Hanna, home game against Abbeville, two very tough squads. Hanna coming down from 5A play to take on the Vikes here at home. Another historic night here at Frank Hill Stadium. Then, of course, the longtime rivalry against the defending 2A state champs, Abbeville. Just three teams before our open date that really get to test y'all's mettle, test y'all's strength, and get you ready for the meat of the season before we head into region play. Just a lot of great teams coming up for the 2018 campaign. Definitely got to be looking forward to that as well.
Yes, sir, Rob. These first three games that we play before the season, it's really going to prepare us for a region and get us ready for the region, you know. We're going to prepare each and every day, Monday through Thursday, to get ready for them Friday nights.
Yes, sir. Week four, after the open day, we head down to Edgefield to take on the Strom Thurmond Rebels. Then, of course, we take on Lakeside coming their way across the state lines out of Georgia before we start region play. So a few new teams to the mix, a few old-school squads, a good little mix of 10 games to get ready for. You know, what have you brought in from last year and learned from this summer? What the coaches have taught you? What has been kind of the lesson or the motto for this upcoming season that they've kind of tried to instill in you getting ready for the upcoming fall?
Last year, my coach, cornerback, he taught me a lot. And this year, I feel like I'm really prepared for any opponent that comes in front of me. And I learned a lot from running back, from Trayshawn and Keyshawn last year. I keep in touch with them. They still teach me from now and then. And I really feel like we're really prepared this year.
All right. Good to know. And lastly, You know, what do you hope to accomplish this season? I mean, coming off the undefeated region championship, but it's a new region, new teams to play, but same goal in mind, getting through August, getting through September, October, November, to stand on top of that mountain come December, as I always tell you on Thursdays, especially near the end of the season. But it's always first things first, first game, one game at a time, 96. What do you hope to prepare? What do you hope to expect coming from the Wildcats, very hungry team looking to defend their home turf in the opener?
We know they're going to play really hard, physical. But we're going to play Vikings football.
Yes, sir. All right, thanks, boys. That was Kadarin Dean and Jameel Martin. Two more players coming from our Emerald Vikings squad ready to lead the charge in 2018. As I mentioned, if you want to join the sponsorship family here at WCRS, you can get in touch with us anytime you can right here with WCRS. The phone number to reach us at is 229. Double-check on the numbers real quick. 229-7984 for the sponsorship. Get in touch with Ann and Jeff Eller and get in touch with one of us, either myself or Jonathan Graves, and we'll let you join a great family, a great slew of sponsors for not only the Emerald Viking football, but for WCRS as a whole. You can be heard throughout the entire week, every month, as well as here on Friday nights. Get your name out there. Let people know what you do and what you bring each and every week, each and every day for your business. We want to grow along with you. So come on and join the WCRS family. I'm now joined by two linemen of this squad. Boys, welcome to the booth. As you guys, as I mentioned to the Coach Mac and a few of the other players, you guys have got to be excited. You know, it's been a long, hot summer, a long wait. It's been a long time since last November. That tough loss to Chapman, as we mentioned throughout the broadcast. But it's a whole new season. What do you expect coming in to this 2018 campaign?
Well, that tough loss from Chapman in the Upper State Championship last year really, I really think, fueled us through this entire summer. Like you said, it's been hot. We've been working hard. And we're really, I feel like we're prepared to take on 96. They're a really tough team, and they're pretty athletic. They play hard and pretty well coached. But like you dared said, we're going to go down there and play Viking football.
That's right. The only game we need to worry about is our own. The only one that we play is our own. And after last year, you got to be, you know, you made it to Upper State. The only thing to do to improve from that is make it to State, but it's one game at a time. As I mentioned to the other boys, we got 96 on the road, then back-to-back home games against some very tough teams out of Hanna and Abbeville before our open date. Then we go to Strom Thurmond. We host Lakeside out of Georgia. We go to Mid-Carolina down there in Prosperity for the first time in quite a while. Then we host Newberry for the first time in a few years. Then we go to Woodruff, Clinton, and then we host Union County Senior Night, big night for all the seniors. Got to be happy that Week 10 has that versus next to the name for all the 18, 19 guys kind of doing their curtain call for this 2018 campaign, but I know it's just a lot of excitement ready to get going. What are your thoughts on the upcoming season as well?
Well, we got a real good schedule coming up, a lot of good teams we're playing. We're excited for the challenges, excited for the year. I think we got a real good team and could do well.
All right, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you for the time here on Picture Day 2018 for the Emerald Viking football squad. As I'll be joined now by my main man, Mr. Stats himself, Jonathan Graves, as we've had interviews galore today. Thanks for the time, guys. Ready for next week to get going as we finish off today's broadcast and meet me at the diner here on WCRS. Of course, if you want to join our sponsorship family throughout the football season and the year, call us today at 864-229-7984. You'll be glad you did as you join the AM and FM station of Greenwood, the Lakelands, and beyond. Thanks to the good old Internet, you can hear us on your radio apps on WCRS 1450 AM, 98.5 FM, and on your smartphones or tablets. You got to love living in the 21st century, folks. And Jonathan, I had some great interviews today to Kadarin Dean, Jameel Martin, Luke Deal, Nick Sheets, Coach Matt, a couple of our Hog Mollies up front got into the booth and got to put in their two cents what they needed to say about the upcoming season. And, of course, we'll be on the road in your stomping grounds, your neck of the woods, 96 High School, your alma mater, going against my alma mater. As I mentioned to Ann during the show yesterday, the only time you and I kind of go head-to-head is when it's 96 Emerald. But, of course, we rock the purple and gold no matter what, because we're here in this booth, but we're going to be at Wilson Campbell Stadium, the really nice press box they've had, and But after that, we're home against Hannah and Abbeville. But it's another 10 weeks, another boot time in the booth with one of the best in the business, Mr. Jonathan Graves. You got to be happy. It's been a long time coming since last November. I know you got to be excited as well as everybody out here in purple and gold ready for 2018.
Oh, yeah. Every year is always exciting, always offers a lot of great expectations. Vikings have a lot of high expectations this year, so it was always good when you can get Coach Mack in here, get all those players in here. The main theme I heard from all the players and from Coach Mack is that everybody's really excited to get the season kicked off next week at Wilson Campbell Stadium, go against the Wildcats. I think, like they said, as long as we play Viking football for most of the season, I think we'll do okay, and I think we'll have a great shot at going, making a great run through the season, and then making a deep run into the playoffs. So looking forward to getting it kicked off next week in my alma mater, and looking forward to the Vikings having an amazing season this year because of some of those great players that you interviewed today, and obviously because of the leadership of Coach Mack and the rest of the coaches that he has brought to the staff this year. So I just feel like it's going to be one of those seasons that we're always going to have some kind of exciting game going on. So I would encourage the fans to tune in each and every Friday night to hear us on WCRS. It's going to be a lot of exciting times. It's going to be a lot of hoarse voices that next day if people are going to either Carolina or Clemson games. So just be prepared because I think the purple and gold have some special things ahead this year.
Definitely. I mean, talking throughout this season, we go 296, Abbeville and Hannah coming to town weeks 1 and 2. The Jackets, first time ever, another historic night for Frank Hill Stadium. We had history last year when Greenwood High came into our home just down Highway 72 for the first time ever in both schools' histories. It was a tough loss. Dre Yarbrough led the way into another win, keeping them undefeated against the Purple and Gold. The series ended, and they had to just shuffle up, couldn't find time to play the Eagles. And I guess Hannah, you know, as Coach Mack said at the start of the show during the interview I had with him, he was just real fortunate and real proud and happy that Hannah made the phone call to set the game up. And for them to come into town down from Anderson County should be a good one there. Of course, Abbeville, defending Class 2A state champions, coming into town. They've got a lot of heart, a lot of hard work, a lot of muscle, a lot of hustle with the yellow and red of that Abbeville Panther squad led by Coach Nichols. He's got a dynasty growing, folks, year after year over there at Abbeville High School as they'll go from Height Stadium to Hill Stadium to take on their old school rivals, your Emerald Vikings. Then we have an open date on week 3. Then after that, it is 7 straight weeks of football heaven, folks. As we go to Strom Thurmond, they'll have revenge on their minds as we upset them last year here at home. One of the best games Jay and I have had the privilege of calling as we upset a top-5 ranked Rebel squad. So they'll be chomping at the bit waiting for us to come into town when they get their games through up to week 4. Should be a great one down there at Johnston, South Carolina at Rebel Stadium. Should be a good one at Strom Thurmond in week 4. Then, of course, another historic night here at Frank Hill Stadium. A team from across the Savannah River will come into town. I'm talking about Lakeside High out of Georgia will come in week 5 right in the middle, the meat of the season, right at the heart of the season. We'll bring the Lakeside squad into town. Should be a good cross-state matchup between those two foes for the first time ever. Should be a good one there. And then it is region play. The first 5 will get us going, get us revved up, ready to go. A lot of tough tests, but it's the last 5, as Coach Mack mentioned, that matter the most because that is what puts you where you want to be come playoff time. If you win them all like we did last year in Region 2, you're going to be sitting pretty for a while, have home field advantage throughout the majority of it, and that's just the goal each and every season. And, of course, it all starts Week 6. We'll be on the road once again at Mid-Carolina, where Jay and I called a game a few years back down there in Prosperity. The Rebels will be welcoming us into town. Should be a good one between the old-time 2A foes now in 3A play together, the Vikes at the Rebels on Week 6. Then we have home here at Frank Hill Stadium, Newberry, another former 2A opponent moved into 3A with us during the realignments a few years ago. It'll be the Bulldogs coming into town to take on your Vikes, and then back-to-back road trips for us and the Viking squad as we head to Woodruff Varner Stadium for the first time in quite a while. Should be a good one as Woodruff High School, the Wolverines, will look to take on your Vikes in a Week 8 matchup. Week 9, for the first time ever, more shocking to me than the other games where you play a team for the first time, is a local team we're finally going to be facing on the gridiron down the way at Clinton High School, the Red Devils, will be taking on your Irma Vikings for the first time in school history. It should be a good one there, Week 9 matchup between Emerald and Clinton. And, of course, Senior Night 2018, one of our favorite years every single time, every other year is whenever that versus is on that Week 10 game. That means we get to finish the season here at home on the friendly confines of Frank Hill Stadium. It'll be another first-time opponent making their way to the Emerald City. I'm talking about the Union County Yellow Jackets, who have moved their way down to Class 3A for the time being. We'll see what comes up through the high school league. But, hey, you play who you play. So we have 10 great games up ahead for everybody to enjoy. Of course, if you want to join in the sponsorship family here with WCRS and here, Jay and I mention you guys and mention the companies that you run and that you make a part of this great city and county of Greenwood, then join us today. You'll be glad that you did. Call us at 864-229-7984. That's 864-229-7984. And that will do it for us, folks, from Picture Day preseason show here at Meet Me at the Diner. For Jonathan Graves, everybody here at Emerald High School, I'd like to thank Coach Mack, Kadarin Dean, Luke Deal, and all the boys that came up here for interviews throughout today's show. Cannot wait. Next Friday night, it all begins again. It is year 9 of the booth for Jay and I, as it'll be Emerald at 96, kickoff at 7:30, and we'll do a pregame show every week starting this season at 7 o'clock to hear all the other games going on around the Lakelands and the Palmetto State and College and the NFL. Until then, this is Rob Gilchrist. We'll see you next Friday night. Football begins once again. We can't wait. We'll see you then. Good night, everybody. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you next week.